State officials announce a $12 billion budget deal. Details on an investigation into questionable Medicaid provider cases. And some metro cities are asking voters to decide future tax rates. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma lawmakers have reached a final state budget agreement. As Lionel Ramos reports, they've traded their normally drawn-out process for a quick resolution that meets Governor Kevin Stitt's top priorities.
Among Governor Kevin Stitt's top budget items is what he's dubbed the Taxpayers Endowment Trust Fund, a $200 million investment account meant to help grow the state savings in the long term and protect the state from lost revenues caused by tax cuts.
We think it's really important that we protect this savings account and we invest it for future Oklahomans. And the legislature has agreed to provide dedicated funding sources, so that account will grow to over $1 billion within the next decade.
The fund is among the largest expenditures proposed by lawmakers, next to a $250 million appropriation to maintain Medicaid services statewide. Republican leaders rushed the $12.8 billion budget plan to end the legislative session early, which Democratic critics say was to allow half the legislature to focus on their reelection campaigns instead of addressing public needs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
For more details on Oklahoma's budget for the 2027 fiscal year, visit kgou.org. State Attorney General Gentner Drummond's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit has concluded investigations into 10 counties into alleged health care provider fraud and abuse. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The investigation, known as Operation Sooner Shield, resulted in 10 arrests, 2 surrenders, 10 criminal cases, and 1 civil action. It includes charges of Medicaid fraud, exploitation of elderly persons or disabled adults, and identity theft, among others. For example, the investigation resulted in a civil action against the Neuropathy Treatment Clinic of Oklahoma, LLC, and its manager, James Warren Lynn Jr. A lawsuit accuses the defendants of engaging in a fraudulent scheme to bill Oklahoma Medicaid for services that were not rendered and medically necessary. It's seeking a judgment in excess of $75,000. Drummond says the operation demonstrates the commitment of his office toward protecting vulnerable Oklahomans and combating fraud. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Early voting is underway ahead of Tuesday's elections. Voters in Moore will decide a 1 cent sales tax increase that would boost the tax rate from 8.5% to 9.5%. In Norman, one city council runoff race and 5 propositions are on the ballot. Voters will decide the Ward 5 representative for Norman City Council. The propositions include funding for street maintenance projects and a permanent shelter for people experiencing homelessness. Norman is also seeking to raise the guest tax from 8% to 10%. Polls will be open today and tomorrow until 6 o'clock. Election Day polling locations will be open from 7 in the morning until 7 Tuesday night. A federal appeals court rejected a Trump administration plan to drastically change how homelessness funding is spent. Elizabeth Caldwell has that story.
The court said the changes, focusing on treatment first instead of housing first, would be harmful and destabilizing. It upheld a lower court's order blocking the plan. Advocates warn the shift could push about 170,000 vulnerable people out of housing. Trump officials said the change would promote self-sufficiency. The court noted the threat of cuts has already caused harm as some providers stopped taking new clients due to the uncertainty. A coalition of groups challenged the plan and welcomed the ruling. In Tulsa, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.